today we are very pleased to welcome singing star Scott Freeman, who has just released his latest record, School Days. Good morning, Scott. Lovely to have you on the show.
Good morning to you, Judy. Great to be here.
So I guess the first question to ask is about your school days. What kind of a student were you?
Oh, well, not the best, it has to be said. Although I never got into any real trouble.
You weren't expelled or anything like that?
No. But from the age of about 12, I knew I was going to be a star. Although at that time I thought I might be a sports star, not a singer.
Mm.
I was in the school's junior rugby team and played for Hampshire Schoolboys a couple of times. When you get that serious about anything, it takes up a lot of your time. And I was practising 4 or 5 times a week.
So what happened?
Well, when I was 14, I fell in love.
Uh-huh.
And the girl, Sally Thomas, was keen on acting. She promised to come and watch me play rugby if I got a part in the school play with her. I must have been in love because I agreed. It was a musical, and I joined the chorus. I really started to enjoy myself, and one day, I was standing on my own singing one of the songs from the play, just feeling happy. The teacher who was organising the whole thing overheard me and, well, to cut a long story short, I got the lead part.
A clever teacher.
Yes. The only problem was that I had to spend a lot of time with the leading actress, a very nice fifth former called Mandy.
Mm.
I guess Sally might have been jealous because she left me for another boy in my class.
Oh dear.
But I loved being on the stage and the star of the show. Anyway, going back to your original question, the schoolwork, which I was never brilliant at, got even worse, and I ended up leaving school at 16 with 2 GCSEs in drama and music, not surprisingly. Mm. I enjoyed school, though, and most of the teachers were cool enough to realise I was never going to become a doctor or scientist or anything like that. And the best thing for me was to concentrate on what I was good at.
Definitely the right thing to do.
The song's nothing to do with any of that, though. It couldn't really be, because I didn't even write it. It's about being in a gang and learning about life from your mates, playing truant, which I never did, and generally trying to act all grown up at the age of 15.
Mm.
There were people like that at my school. There are at every school, I guess. But it's not about anyone special.
Well, thank you, Scott, for coming in this morning. Today we are very pleased to welcome singing star Scott Freeman, who has just released his latest record, School Days. Good morning, Scott. Lovely to have you on the show.
Good morning to you, Judy. Great to be here.
So I guess the first question to ask is about your school days. What kind of a student were you?
Oh, well, not the best, it has to be said. Although I never got into any real trouble.
You weren't expelled or anything like that?
No. But from the age of about 12, I knew I was going to be a star. Although at that time I thought I might be a sports star, not a singer.
Mm.
I was in the school's junior rugby team and played for Hampshire Schoolboys a couple of times. When you get that serious about anything, it takes up a lot of your time. And I was practising 4 or 5 times a week.
So what happened?
Well, when I was 14, I fell in love.
Uh-huh.
And the girl, Sally Thomas, was keen on acting. She promised to come and watch me play rugby if I got a part in the school play with her. I must have been in love because I agreed. It was a musical, and I joined the chorus. I really started to enjoy myself, and one day, I was standing on my own singing one of the songs from the play, just feeling happy. The teacher who was organising the whole thing overheard me and, well, to cut a long story short, I got the lead part.
A clever teacher.
Yes. The only problem was that I had to spend a lot of time with the leading actress, a very nice fifth former called Mandy.
Mm.
I guess Sally might have been jealous because she left me for another boy in my class.
Oh dear.
But I loved being on the stage and the star of the show. Anyway, going back to your original question, the schoolwork, which I was never brilliant at, got even worse, and I ended up leaving school at 16 with two GCSEs in drama and music, not surprisingly. I enjoyed school, though, and most of the teachers were cool enough to realise I was never going to become a doctor or scientist or anything like that. And the best thing for me was to concentrate on what I was good at.
Definitely the right thing to do.
The song's nothing to do with any of that, though. It couldn't really be, because I didn't even write it. It's about being in a gang and learning about life from your mates, playing truant, which I never did, and generally trying to act all grown up at the age of 15. There were people like that at my school. There are at every school, I guess. But it's not about anyone special.
Well, thank you, Scott, for coming in this morning.